The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk
with the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Now, with St. Patrick's Day tomorrow, how can you manage children around parades, especially if they have sensory issues? To discuss this, we're joined by psychotherapist Isolt White. Isolt, thanks indeed for talking to us. It is a particular issue if kids do have sensory issues, because parades, they can be jarring, they can be loud, they can be very noisy and lots of colours.
Yes, it can be all of those things, and also the jostling crowd at the side of the parade. So the constant kind of people pushing up against a kid who has sensory issues, and the smells, the noise, everything. So it's not just the parade, it's attending the parade as well.
So, but obviously kids want to see the parade as well. So, like, is there advice on how best to prepare before you go into the parade?
Absolutely. I mean, you know your kid's own sensory issues, whether it's more lights or sounds, smells, being jostled. So you kind of know where your kid's vulnerabilities are with sensory issues. So taking that into account, obviously, if it's sound and hearing, you probably want to bring headphones with you so the kid can put on their headphones if things are getting too much. Maybe they want, you know, glasses for the light. But also try and find somewhere that you can, you know, have an exit route quite easily from. The problem with viewing the big parade, say in Dublin, is, you know, are you going to be at a corner that you can get away from easily enough if the kid is getting overloaded? And I would talk to the kid before you go. You know, you could get a bit overloaded here, so we need to know if you want to leave. We can leave straight away. We can still have enjoyed ourselves. We can go and do something quieter for a time. You know, so I think just sort of planning it and discussing it and having a plan around if the child is getting overloaded.
Isolt, is there an argument for some kids just not going, that just saying, look, this probably won't suit you. This, you know, it's full on. It's overstimulating. It's all of that. And it like, we don't have to spend St. Patrick's Day at a parade. There are other things people can do on our national day. I'm pretty confident that would be more enjoyable for some kids than, like, I always remember when I was small and being at the Paddy's Day Parade in Dublin often when I was little, and the boom, boom, boom of the big drums with the marching bands, they'd reverberate through your chest. You could actually feel the bass go through you. And I can't imagine everyone would have liked that.
No, and absolutely no need to go if your kid is going to be distressed. But so if you have some kids that have sensory issues and others that don't, maybe one parent can take the kids who really want to go and see the parade. But, you know, lots of the local towns that would not be so far from Dublin, like down in Wexford or wherever, they have these kind of cute little local parades. Mm-hmm. And if your kid really wants to see a parade, you could take them there. Like my autistic daughter, when she was younger, we went to some of those and they were fine. And she got a kid doesn't have a vision of what the parade should be like, right? They just want to be included in things. So I think it's about how do you find a way of including kids while also managing that sensory stuff for them.
I really do need support. I live in a small town with a local parade, and actually it's very enjoyable. It's very community. It's very low key, and you do get that thing at the end where you're not sure if the parade has ended and the traffic has begun or if it's still the parade. It's hard to tell sometimes, but that has its own charm, I think.
I think so too. And for a small kid who wants to attend a parade, that's plenty. You know, the whole Dublin parade is massive, and it's really for, I always think the Dublin parade is really for the American pipe bands that come over more than for the participants for the spectators in some ways.
Oh, okay. So you've given some good advice about being prepared, putting on your sensory armour and so on. But so let's say you are at the parade and your child has kind of a bit of a meltdown or whatever. How do you handle that? What's the best way to handle it? And I presume rule number one is don't be embarrassed, because every parent has been in a situation where their kid has had a meltdown and there's nothing to be embarrassed about.
Yeah, I mean, rule number one is definitely don't be embarrassed. If the kid is having a full-on meltdown and you can pick them up, I would pick them up and leave straight away. If you can see that they're getting overloaded, then, you know, you want to speak to them in simple, you know, will we leave or put your headphones on? Like, you know, and not ask lots of choices. It's one or the other. And also, I think if both parents are there, one parent can be the one that's going to exit stage left with the kid who's overloaded, and the other parent can follow with the other kids. Because I also think, you know, this can be hard on the other kids in a family where everything is disrupted all of the time, and it can cause, you know, it can cause aggravation between the kids. And I think that sometimes as adults around that, we can learn to handle that better ourselves so that everybody's needs can be taken into account. But I think, you know, as long as the kid is a kid you can pick up, you just get out of there as fast as possible. Remembering that pushing through the crowds is going to increase the sensory stuff. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
If you're dragging a kid by the hand.
I sometimes think parents need to know that they have permission for not doing what everyone else is doing as well, that there's, you know, there is more than one way to spend the day, and not every family is the same shape and size as every other family, and what suits one bunch of people won't suit somebody else.
I think that's really important, and I think it's important to know what your family needs and what the children in your family need, and not to be concerned about what other people are doing and what they can do. That's, I think, the most important thing with this stuff.
Look, thank you very much for joining us on. That's some great advice in there. That is Isolde White, psychotherapist. And if your kid isn't somebody who wants to be where there's loads of people and loads of noise and loads of klaxons going off and brass bands and everything, don't bring the man. Look at it on the TV, or not at all if it doesn't suit you.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.